that, we are going to move on to the next item on our agenda, 22, ARPA summary.
Morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. My name is Adam Colossa. I'm the Planning and Development Administrator for the Parks Division, and I'm here today to give an update on the ARPA, or American Rescue Plan Act. Just as a little bit of a history and background, this is my third time presenting on ARPA, but back in March of 2021, Congress passed the American Rescue Plan Act that dedicated millions upon millions of dollars across the nation for water, drinking water, and sewer infrastructure projects. And the state of South Dakota received approximately $975 million in that allocation from the federal government. And fortunately, because of our team's efforts with our five-year plan, we had a plug-and-play list of projects that we were contemplating each year in our capital development budget, and we were able to submit those and secure $17 million of dedicated funding just for this South Dakota State Parks and Recreation. And that was out of the $60 million that the state dedicated to state operations, state agencies. And so the remaining dollars of that money went to, and as many of you travel around the state, you may have seen rural water providers doing some significant upgrades to water systems across the state. And that's where the significant amount of money went to, was both cities and local rural water communities. However, that $60 million really helped state agencies be able to update some infrastructure as well. And we were fortunate enough to have $17 million dedicated in the 2022 legislative session. As we started that process, we were also able to identify early on that there was some additional need, and we were also able to secure another $400,000 for a large project out at Custer State Park in the 2024 legislative session. So just kind of a brief update on kind of where we're at today. When this started 5 years ago, we started with a list of significantly more than 42 projects. It was determined that with the amount of money and with the updated estimates that we have, that we had to kind of prioritize which projects that we were going to do. And so we took a hard look at that, and we ended up down with 42 projects that we concentrated on to prioritize. And those funds were required to get under contract by the end of last calendar year, and then we've got a couple more years to get them complete. But happily to report that we are approximately 93% complete with all of those projects. Very much success, and want to give a shout out to the team GF&P efforts here for getting to that place. Only have a handful of touch-up things, some a little bit more significant work at three projects left at Fort Siston, Hartford Beach, and Farm Island that I'll touch on a little bit later. And happy to report that, you know, out of the $17.4 million, we have spent almost all that money through the most recent report that I received from the Office of State Engineering. And so really excited to report that, hey, we're really just finalizing these things, and these have been something that's going to be long-lasting within our parks division, that upgrading a lot of those infrastructure things. And so I want to highlight a couple of those here. Go ahead, Chris. I also wanted to kind of highlight, you know, the disbursement of where these projects took place. You know, we've got parks located across the state of South Dakota, and when we were looking at the prioritization, we really looked at what are those high-impact areas, those areas that we have, you know, high visitation, and also balancing that with, you know, what are those infrastructure needs that are in really poor condition. You know, we try to prioritize those that were in poor condition and also looking at those that have high impact. And so I think this map really displays that, hey, this really reached all areas across the state of South Dakota. I also wanted to kind of note some of these high-dollar projects. I mean, really amazing that, you know, prior to getting this money through the federal government, you know, these projects of $500,000 or more were significant portions of our budget that we really had to take a hard look at how we were going to do them. And to be able to do almost a dozen of these larger projects within a short amount of time is really amazing and phenomenal. So I kind of wanted to highlight a couple of those larger projects that we did. At Platte Creek, we had a failing lagoon system and several other components of that septic system that were in disrepair. And so this was one of the larger projects that we did. And this picture is indicative of some of that early on progress that we had. And that project is now complete. Also, a lot of work on dump stations. Dump stations are one of those critical elements in most of our parks that we've got camping. And we've got a lot of aging infrastructure out there, and specifically at Lake Herman, we had not only aging and old infrastructure, but we also had some very tight and narrow windows for our campers to get around. And so much so that I think we were seeing some campers not visit Lake Herman because of those challenges. And so being able to both update the old infrastructure and potentially also improving some flow and some additional width increases, it just really opened up the opportunities for more campers to be able to get into our parks. In addition to dump station work, we also had significant work done on several different water systems at Newton Hills. We really struggled annually with the park staff there having to make multiple repairs on the water systems. And so we did a complete replacement of all of the water infrastructure at Newton Hills. It was a significant project there. And then just get to highlight some completed projects here. Like I said, this money was used for both potable drinking water and sewer projects. And we did some significant work at Randall Creek. And this is just another illustration of a smaller portion of that overall larger project where we also will be able to get hydrants in. That's something that I know our park users really appreciate, some of those amenities in order to have a great family vacation. A picture of a final product here at Oahe Downstream. We had an old aging system, and we were able to actually relocate and have a better flow. We had challenges with our flow there at Oahe Downstream to be able to get people in and out, and we were able to pick a new location. And here's the final product, and that was in service last year. And really successful. A lot of good comments from the public on the ability to be able to move through there and updated infrastructure. I mentioned earlier, with 93% completion, we just have a few minor things to clean up. We were able to see the progress of at Fort Siston while we were on our conference here this past week, and they've just got some touch-up things to do up there at Fort Siston, finalizing the final sewer, a couple of different projects up there, updating the lagoon system, upgrading lift station and sewer system piping, and so that project is nearing completion and expected to get completed this spring. At Farm Island, we've got a significant project there, and our contractor's just finishing up with the lagoons. The lagoons are the main piece that need to be finished yet, and most of those are shaped up, and we're just waiting to get the synthetic liner into one of the final lagoons, and that's expected to get wrapped up this spring. And then Hartford Beach, we were able to upgrade the dump station in that area, and unfortunately the contractor wasn't able to get their asphalt work done, and we're expecting to get that done here this spring. We got a couple of pictures of those. Here's some progress here at Farm Island. So a little bit of work to done, but again, expected to get this finished up here this spring. And then, like I mentioned, Hartford Beach. Expect this to be functional, and then all we need to do is finish it up with the asphalt this spring, and that will conclude that project. And so that's, I believe, all I have here, and I'd stand by for any questions.
Any questions? No questions. Great presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you.